Today I want to give just a brief message that I've titled Born to Rebuild, and it's literally a couple of verses, but we'll start with just one. Psalm 127, verse 1 is the verse I want to open us up with, and it simply says this: unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. But especially the first half of that verse, if there's anything that you take away from today's family service, keep that in mind. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. One of my favorite childhood stories that I did read to my kids, but they don't remember it, so I don't know if it was too boring for them. This may show my age, was Mike Mulligan and the Steam Shovel. Is there anyone else that knows the story besides me? All right, Mike Mulligan. It's a little older story, and it's a lot about the history of America, is it not? That the old technology being replaced. This was a steam shovel. Mike Mulligan's steam shovel's name was Mary Ann, if you remember. And Mary Ann was getting up there in age, and newer technologies, more powerful steam shovels were being invented, electric, diesel. And so they were taking steam shovels and throwing them out into the junkyards. And so Mary Ann was one of the last ones left. Mike Mulligan's boast was what? That in one day, Mary Ann could what? Dig as much as 100 men could do in a week. Oh, some of you guys know this story, yes. And so one day a small town had a job to do. Mary Ann started to dig like crazy, and you remember the story in the next picture? She dug so fast that it was completely done in a day. Amazing. But as you dig a cellar, you cannot forget the most important thing. Make sure that as you're digging that you have a way out, lest you get stuck in there. It's a simple thing, but often we forget. And when you forget the important things, often you end up in a little bit of trouble. Well, because it's a good story, this was not the ending, but eventually they said, let's just keep Mary Ann in there, and she will provide heat for the building, for the new town hall. And every day, the sweet grandmother and the little boy brought what? Cookies for them to eat. And so Mike Mulligan became the custodian, the janitor for the new town hall. So this story ended up pretty well, and I just love that story, and I'm so glad that so many of you do as well. My kids still don't remember it, so I'm so sad. But when there are important things in life, make sure that you don't forget the main thing. Don't be like this guy that is getting ready to head to the airport, and in his excitement, next slide, what happened? He left his luggage. He's not having a good day. Don't be that guy. Because when you go on a trip, you don't want to forget your luggage, lest you have to use the same clothes and brush your teeth with your finger, and hopefully there's a Walmart nearby. Don't be that guy. Anyone have a dog or cat at home that they love? Anyone? All right. You guys know we have a brown labradoodle home that we love, our Lily. If you have a pet, what's the important thing? Don't forget to feed it. And you can tell from this very unhappy, sad doggy's face that she or he was not very happy because what? There's no food or water in their bowls. If you're going to have an animal, don't forget the main thing. Make sure they eat and drink or they're going to die. So please take care of it. Or don't be like this guy. If you're going to work as a trucker for a living, which is fine, don't forget to shut the back door if you're carrying a load of tomatoes. Or you're going to have a very bad day like this guy. My goodness. I don't know if you can make spaghetti sauce with that. I'm not sure, but don't forget to shut the door if you're going to be carrying a whole truckload of fresh tomatoes. Or carrots, onions, whatever. Yes. My whole point of today is, as we're coming out of this pandemic, there's a term that people are using called revenge travel. Has anyone heard that term, revenge travel? And basically, after being locked down for over 2 years, people are so sick and tired of being isolated at home, they're squeezing in 2.5 years of travel, especially this summer. Now, as you all know, airlines are having a lot of problems with cancellations because of all sorts of shortages. But revenge travel is trying to make up for all the travel that you miss. So people are going crazy trying to squeeze in their travel and vacations because they have been locked down for 2.5 years. And here's a term based upon that. I don't know if people have used this term. Maybe I'm the first one. But I believe that a lot of us are not just revenge traveling, but we are revenge living. We are revenge living. After 2.5 years of being locked down and seeing everyone else as the enemy because you don't know if they're going to infect you or not with COVID, finally, we're starting to live life again. And whether it's in revenge traveling, whether it's trying to squeeze in all the activities that you missed in the past 2 years, whether it's meeting people, whether it's taking classes, whether it's trying to move up your bucket list of things you want to do before you die, moving it drastically up even for this year, whether it's eating that favorite dish that you've been dreaming about and you make reservations quickly, whether it's building up your relationship within your family, spending time with your children, getting them back into camps, and all the things that many of them missed out on, all of us, in some shape or form, are doing revenge living. And I get it, and our family is doing the same. And so, with so much busyness, as we're rebuilding our lives, and thank God that we are, as we're coming out of such a terrible time of lockdowns and being stuck at home, my main challenge, just one point from this morning, is this. Put it up on the screen. As you rebuild your house, your lives, make sure that God is in your house as you do. Because in the midst of squeezing 2.5 years in this coming summer, this coming year, and making up for lost time, even as people of faith and Christ followers, we can easily, as we rebuild our lives, our marriages, our families, our kids, our grandkids, and thank God that we're doing that, please don't leave God out of your house. Because it's very easy to do that in the midst of revenge living. Remember, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. We have an extraordinary opportunity to reestablish ourselves, learn new habits, skills, reconnect with loved ones, and get on with the business of life. But as you do it, please don't leave God out of your house. Last year, when we were going through some lessons of the Bible Project, we came across this great challenge. Jesus, and we'll put it up there, claimed that Israel and all humanity had lost its way, that our self-centeredness drives us to create false homes based on status and power. And these inevitably exclude others. We live in an exile of our own making. But Jesus said, the true way home is one of weakness, of service, and of forgiveness. Let's keep that in mind as we are rebuilding our lives. And so, three quick questions and I'm done, believe it or not. And the question is, Pastor, how can I make sure that God is in my house as I'm seeking to live my life and for my family once again? And basically, three questions and I'm done. First of all, as you are building your lives and house, your homes, your family once again, am I meaningfully connected and committed to his body, the local church? It doesn't have to be Trinity Covenant Church. We hope it will be if you are here, but it doesn't have to be. But find a church community that you can do life together. Because you can work all that you are trying to do in rebuilding your lives, your homes, your families. But please don't leave Jesus' body out of it. That is one of the sure ways to keep God in your house. And so that's the first thing. Second question, am I building his kingdom or just my own? I think it's very easy in this revenge living as we come out of COVID to try to rebuild our lives and families, and we need to do that. But always do it in the backdrop of this question. Am I just building my life and family and career, or through those things, these gifts that God has given to me, am I truly building his kingdom? I think it's very easy to forget about God's kingdom and to forget about your local church community and just focus on your family. And you need to do that, but do it in the backdrop of God's greater kingdom. A little more than a year ago, we talked about the critical importance of building God's kingdom as you find your church home. And Shane Blackshear shared us five ways to be unsatisfied with your church so that you can exempt yourself from his kingdom, especially through the local church. And he gave these five ways. Don't participate, merely consume. Secondly, criticize your leadership. We're always open to your feedback. Constructive criticisms, but please know how stressful it has been these past couple of years through all that we have been through. We're trying our best. We're always open to hearing feedback, but the spirit in which it's done can make or break pastors and Christian leaders in your local church. Please keep that in mind. Thirdly, don't spend time with your church outside of the church building. Remember, once again, this is ways to be unsatisfied with your church. Please don't think that we're telling you to do that. Fourthly, believe that everything should be about you and for you all the time. That's a sure way to be unsatisfied. And finally, be happy with the fact that your church isn't perfect. And we shared, and we share this a lot, there is no perfect church. And if you find one, please don't join it, because you'll ruin it. You guys remember that? Thirdly and finally is this. Does God's word merely inspire you, or is it the very foundation of your life? Amen. Amen. Let the children lead, yes, our lives. That's how you can make sure that God is in your home, your house, your family. Jesus reminds us, everyone who comes to me and hears my word and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep, laid the foundation on the rock, and when a flood arose, a stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. It fell with a great crash. Friends, as you rebuild your lives, as you get back to the business of living, as you spend time with children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, as you get reconnected with one another, as you plan vacations, as you travel, as you dream once again about the future for you and your children and your grandchildren, make sure, and we'll put it once again, as you rebuild your house, your lives, make sure that God is in your house as you do. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Let us pray. And as we prepare to conclude our service with participation in the Holy Sacrament of the Lord's Supper, Communion, please take a moment to ask yourselves very simple questions, but yet so profound. Am I meaningfully connected and committed to His body, the local church? If it's not Trinity, that's fine, but find a place where you can meaningfully connect and commit and serve and dig deep roots. Secondly, am I building just my kingdom, my career, my family? And those are important things. But am I, in the midst of doing that, trying to build up His kingdom? And thirdly, as you think about, is God in my house? Does His word merely inspire you, or is it the very foundation of your life? Heavenly Father, it's a unique time in history, and for so many of us, as we are enjoying summer, as we have this great holiday weekend on the 4th of July to remember the birth of our nation, as we think about all that we are trying to make up in our lives, the busyness, the excitement, sometimes the stress of traveling, I pray that as your people, that we will not be the first ones to forget you as we rebuild our homes, our marriages, and our families. May we be reminded of the great call that we have upon our lives to be the men and women of God, the light and salt of this earth. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And so, Lord, build the houses, the homes, and the families of our lives represented here. Help us not to leave you out and forget the most important thing. And so, Father, thank you for that reminder, that invitation, and that opportunity. Help us, Lord, as we rebuild our lives, not to leave you out of it and forget about you. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.